the WEOL Morning Show. And joining us this morning is Tim Grattan, who spends some time working at the Crushers. What do you do over at Crushers All-Pro Freight Stadium? There?
I am the official scorer for the Crushers. I'm in charge of all scoring the
You
the
determine
game.
If it's an error or if it's a hit and yep. that type?
Oh, yeah. I had a great argument with the Florence Freedom manager about that yesterday. So it was a play where our second baseman, Trevor Stevens, it was kind of one of those, it can either be ruled a hit or an error. And I thought if he made a clean play, he would have beat the guy out, but he dropped the ball and I gave him an error. And Florence's manager was trying to argue with me, saying that it should have been a base hit. And I'm like, no, it's an error.
Now, where are you in relationship to the manager that he has time to argue with you? You're up in the booth somewhere, right?
After the game, when I go down and give him when I go give him box scores after the game, that's when we have fun conversations with the visiting manager and Crushers manager Chris Mongiardo as well.
I see. Well, there's going to be tomorrow heavy conversations between some well-fit people. It's brawl at the ballpark. Live at All-Pro Freight Stadium. And I guess this is what happens when you have people in your organization that love wrestling.
Yes.
I find that out. If there's people anywhere in wrestling, they're always talking about it. Or, hey, maybe we do something with wrestling. Or maybe something with wrestling. So you were sort of instrumental in bringing Brawl at the Ballpark 1 last year to All-Pro, right?
I was. Last year, our GM last year, Rick Montine, came up to me and said, hey, I had this wrestling promoter. He contacted me. He's interested in doing a pro wrestling show at the stadium. He's like, what do you think about it? And I said, well, we never had a show like this before at the stadium. And at the time, we haven't done anything that's a non-baseball event since the Alan Jackson concert back in 2010. So I'm like, well, let's try it. Why not? You know, something new, bring some new, fresh faces out to the ballpark and see what happens. And last year was a big success, and that's why we're doing it again this year.
All right. You answered the question that Craig and I were discussing earlier about other things, the non-baseball things. We do remember the Alan Jackson concert that was there, and we couldn't think, and Craig wasn't sure if there had been any other concerts since then. But
no, Alan Jackson was the only concert that we had so far at the stadium.
But you had wrestling last year. Obviously, that's a big success, and I'm looking at I guess you have like a VIP section that's pretty much sold out or almost sold out?
Yeah, the VIP club. Seats, that's to sit in the club, the suites at the stadium. Those are sold out. The VIP field, to sit at ringside where the ring's going to be at on the field. There are still tickets available left for that.
Okay. And again, this is coming up tomorrow. What time does this get underway tomorrow?
The VIP meet and greet starts at 5:00 in the evening. Gates for the general admission, that opens at 6:45, and bell time starts at 7:30.
Now, we've seen wrestling down at the Q at some big arenas. What wrestling is coming here? Who do we get to see? And tell me a little bit about some of the glistening bodies that I see in your ad here as well. Biceps and other...
Biceps, let's see, a big guy like Vader, who used to be a defensive lineman for the Los Angeles Rams back in the 70s and 80s. What we have going on here,
he's a mountain of a man, by the way.
He is, and actually, he's actually built when he comes out to the ring. He's not even from like a city or anything. When he comes out, he's built as from the Rocky Mountains, the big Colorado Buffalo, big Van Vader. American Revolution Wrestling started. It was last year by a guy by the name of Matthew Justice. He was an independent wrestler, and he wanted to start up his own promotion. He's also big. He's from Streetsboro. He's a big Cleveland sports fan, Indians, Cavs, and Browns. And he wanted to get in the promotional side of pro wrestling. He's been in the wrestling business for about 8 years. And he contacted us. He said, hey, I'd like to do a show with you guys at your stadium. And that's how he got the ball rolling with American Revolution Wrestling. They also been touring a lot this past summer. Last week they were in Pittsburgh doing a show. They're going to be in Chicago tonight, and then they're coming back to All Pro tomorrow, and they're going down to Dayton at the Hera Arena on Sunday night.
Shane Douglas is listed as the franchise.
The franchise Shane Douglas. He was a guy in ECW, in Extreme Championship Wrestling, back in the 1990s. He is famously known for The NWA, which is the National Wrestling Alliance, they were at the time affiliated with what was called Eastern Championship Wrestling. Eastern Championship Wrestling wanted to separate themselves from the National Wrestling Alliance. So Shane Douglas was in a tournament to win their World Heavyweight Championship, the NWA World Heavyweight Championship. But when he won the tournament, he threw down the NWA World Heavyweight Championship, saying that, you know, all these old guys like Ric Flair and Harley Race, you know, that wrestling's boring. And this is the new era of wrestling, because that's when they started doing the extreme wrestling, where they started using chairs more, using tables and ladders.
Ladders.
Lot more blood was used back in ECW. So that's why he became the franchise, because he became the top guy in ECW during in that year in 1993.
Also appearing is Lita. Amy Dumas?
Yeah, Lita Amy Dumas, a WWE Hall of Famer. She made her WWF debut back in 2000. She was walking around with a wrestler by the name of Ista Rosa, and then she became a valet with the Hardy Boys, which is a famous tag team, multiple-time WWF tag team champion. Eventually, they will get in the WWE Hall of Fame coming up here in the near future, and that's how she became popular, because she was one of the first female athletes to do Lucha Libre style wrestling, which is the Mexican version of pro wrestling, where they do all the high and flying moves. They do a lot of backflips. And she became popular for doing backflips off the top turnbuckle and landing on people. That's how she became popular.
Wow. Except to the guy, to the person that she landed on, not so popular.
Both guys and girls, too.
Yes. Bret the Hitman Hart, that's a big attraction. That's a name I recognize, by the way, in my limited wrestling knowledge.
Yeah, Bret the Hitman Hart, yes, he will be there. He's only guy on the roster that will not be wrestling. He'll be there making an appearance, because he had a stroke about 10 years ago. So Bret will not be in the ring competing, but he will be there meeting with the fans and everything. And Bret Hart, people know who he is, WWE Hall of Famer, five-time WWF champion. Won the WCW World Heavyweight title a couple of times when he left in WCW. Most notably known for his role in the Montreal Screwjob back at the 1997 Survivor Series, where he was at the time where the WWF and WCW had a Monday Night War TV rating, where WCW's flagship show, Monday Night Nitro, was going up against WWF's show, what was at the time Raw's War, which is now called Monday Night Raw. Bret was leaving to go to WCW because he was going to get paid more money, because at the time WCW was beating the WWF in the ratings, and Ted Turner just had a pocket full of money where he just started throwing at wrestlers to have them come over to wrestle in WCW. So at the time, Bret didn't want to drop the World Wrestling Federation Championship belt to a guy that he was – now they're friends now in real life, but at the time, in Shawn Michaels, where they did not get along with each other. So Vince McMahon, the owner – they did a spot at the 97 Survivor Series where Shawn Michaels was going to put Bret Hart in his finishing maneuver, the sharpshooter, was a submission hold where you grab the guy's legs, you twist the one guy's leg, and the guy's on his back. It's a submission hold where you're supposed to tap out. So Shawn Michaels does the move, and Mr. McMahon goes over to the ring and rings the bell and screws Bret out of his WWF championship.
Well, it's a big storyline that always happens throughout the years. Are you going to go up to the Man Beast and tell Rhino that he has misspelled his name? Is that something I can have you?
That's actually how it was spelled when he was in the – well, he's still now in WWE. Rhino – that's actually how it's spelled in WWE. Rhino, he was a guy – he wrestled in the later part of ECW back in 1999, came over during the whole invasion storyline that – WWF, along with WCW and ECW in 2001, wrestled for the WWE for a couple years. He was in TNA for about 6-7 years, came back to WWE. He's wrestling in their developmental territory called NXT, which is one of the hottest wrestling promotions right now in all of pro wrestling, or sports entertainment, if you want to call it that as well. NXT is a... they're based down in Orlando, Florida. It's WWE's developmental training place where they're trying to get...
Florida is a big area where a lot of wrestling kind of cultivates from, right, as well? They have a lot of different types. I mean, they have teams that's a kind of an area that they do some wrestling down there. I know Ohio.
Ohio's a big wrestling state.
Breeds a lot of wrestlers as well as passionate wrestling fans like yourself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, Ohio's a big wrestling state. Florida is a big wrestling state. I mean, God, you go back when Dusty Rhodes was – when they were back in the territories, when pro wrestling was back in the territory days, where Dusty Rhodes was the champion and the booker down in Florida Championship Wrestling, and where that's where they just tore around Florida under the NWA, because at the time, a lot of the wrestling promotions – or under the NWA, where you had Jim Crockett Promotions, you had World Class Championship Wrestling, all under the NWA, and Florida still is today big time in pro wrestling.
Well, there's the pro wrestling coming to the ballpark now. I hope that there's not going to use any. But you better hide all the baseball bats and all the sports equipment, because the brawl at the ballpark going on tomorrow at All Pro Freight Stadium. How do people get the tickets for this?
You can go to, for the VIP tickets, you can go to www.amrevwrestling.com to get the VIP tickets. Or if you want to buy the $15 tickets to sit in the seating bowl at the ballpark, you can call the Lake Erie Crushers at 440-934-3636, or you can go online to lakeeriecrushers.com.
Just in the 60 seconds, what happens? You have several different cards, you know, wrestling matches going on. What goes on in between? What's the whole atmosphere like?
It's going to be a crazy, fun atmosphere. People are going to be excited. There are some matches announced already. We'll go through this really quick. A tag match of Purple Rain, tag team out of Pittsburgh, will be taking on the FBI, the Full Blood Italians. They were ECW tag team champions back in Extreme Championship Wrestling. A three-way extreme dance. It's going to be a triple threat match between the franchise Shane Douglas versus the Bev and Brian Bowers. And one of the main events is going to be Papa Don, who'll be taking on the Man Beast Rhino.
Do you have any favorites? Do you have any insight into how some of this might come out here? Or do you...
I mean, if I would have to, you know, if I was a betting man, I would say the FBI will defeat Purple Rain, and the other two matches I think are up in the air.
We'll find out tomorrow night at All Pro Freight Stadium. It is Brawl at the Ballpark. Our guest today, Tim Grattan, who's a passionate wrestling fan, as you can tell. And it'll be also, in the meantime, you know, you call the weather, the score over at the ballpark. So you got the, are you involved with anything? Are you wearing a referee outfit or anything?
Well, I was in the show last year. I was a manager for one of the local wrestlers. His name was Scott Hotbody Summers. He was a wrestler back in the 80s and 90s, wrestled for WWF and WCW. And he wanted to wrestle one more time in front of his kids because his kids never got to see him wrestle live. So he was representing the Crushers. Like, he came out in a Crushers jersey, and I was his manager as I was Stomper.
Oh.
So Stomper made his pro wrestling debut last year as well. And Stomper is doing some intense training to get in shape for tomorrow night.
Okay. Well, he has to always defend himself against any of those other minor league, you know, the Frontier League mascots that are out there as well.